Harry had a little man.
The fault.
We believe that all men are created equal.
To the magnificent mosaic that is America.
From Radio Beacon to Radio Beacon.
I have a dream.
Change has come to America.
Believe it.
Help is on the way.
Knock, knock. Who's there?
Hey! It's a figment of your imagination.
Randy Rhoads Show. Turn up your mind.
We called him Papa, as many of you know. We called my grandmother Mom Carter, so we spent our time talking about Mom and Papa, and mostly, speaking of the human side of the presidency, just letting people know that they were regular folks. Yes, they spent 4 years in the governor's mansion and 4 years at the White House, but the other 92 years they spent at home in Plains, Georgia. And one of the best ways to demonstrate that they were regular folks is to take them by that home. First of all, it looks like they might have built it themselves. Second of all, my grandfather was likely to show up at the door in some 70s short shorts and Crocs. And then you'd walk in the house and it was like thousands of other grandparents' house all across the South. Fishing trophies on the walls. The refrigerator, of course, was papered with pictures of grandchildren and then great-grandchildren. Their main phone, of course, had a cord and was stuck to the wall in the kitchen, like a museum piece. And demonstrating their Depression-era roots, they had a little rack next to the sink where they would hang Ziploc bags to dry. And demonstrating that they changed with the times, eventually he did get a cell phone, and one time he called me sort of early on in that process. And on my phone, it said, Papa Mobile. So I answered it, of course. I said, hey, Papa. He said, who's this? I said, this is Jason. He said, what are you doing? I said, I'm not doing anything. You called me. He said, I didn't call you. I'm taking a picture. It was a nuclear engineer, right? I mean... They were small town people who never forgot who they were and where they were from, no matter what happened in their lives. But I recognize that we are not here because he was just a regular guy. As you've heard from the other speakers, his political life and his presidency for me was not just ahead of its time, it was prophetic. He had the courage and strength to stick to his principles even when they were politically unpopular.
I mean, why don't we have funerals before we die? I mean, that was so good. It was so good. And aren't you in love with Jimmy Carter today? Don't you just, wish that you were alive while he was president? No, because that would make you my age. But okay, so why don't we wait till somebody's dead before we eulogize them? I think that's a mistake. And I think it needs to be corrected. I think we all need to have our funerals while we're alive. It makes us beloved. It makes us, idyllic. It makes us principled and full of integrity and presidential. Listen, Jimmy Carter was, well, I'm going to let his grandson, this is Jason Carter. He did such an amazing job. I was literally driving to my doctor's appointment. And this is why I thought, let's have my funeral now. Because if the doctor tells me something horrible or something bad and they wait until after I'm dead to have my funeral, then my funeral will all make you love me, and you should already. But perhaps some of you who hate watch do not. So I'm thinking, let's have the funeral before we die. Because this was so, so great. It really was.
As governor of Georgia half a century ago, he preached an end to racial discrimination and an end to mass incarceration. As president in the 1970s, as you've heard, he protected more land than any other president in history. 50 years ago, he was a climate warrior who pushed for a world where we conserved energy, limited emissions, and traded our reliance on fossil fuels for expanded renewable sources. By the way, he cut the deficit, wanted to decriminalize marijuana, deregulated so many industries that he gave us cheap flights and, as you heard, craft beer. basically all of those years ago, he was the first millennial. And he could make great playlists, as we've heard as well. Maybe this is unbelievable to you, but in my 49 years, I never perceived a difference between his public face and his private one. He was the same person, no matter who he was with or where he was. And for me, that's the definition of integrity.
Dude is so right. He really is. I mean, this was a beautiful, beautiful funeral. I have to say, funerals, you know, are not really my, they're not my thing. I don't really like them because usually it's somebody in my family, you know, that I'm burying. And maybe you have that experience too. And so we don't like funerals all that much. But when a president passes and you see, well, you see all the living presidents sitting together. It used to be like very fulfilling for me as an American. It used to be like a really unique moment in American history and American life because you don't see that everywhere. You don't like if Vlad passes away, like who would come to his funeral who may have served as, you know, dictator? No one. Right. So this is an American thing. And I don't know, somehow, while it was an awesome funeral, and it's still going on, by the way, it's still going. This has been going on for, I don't know, what, a whole month now or something like that. It's going to be like the entire month of January is going to be Jimmy Carter month. Yay, let's take more time off. Let's do that. Let's go like right from Thanksgiving downshift into, you know, the Yuletide, which this year was a beautiful melange. It was a perfect meeting of the solar calendar and the lunar calendar. Yeah, you figure out which one I go by. But for me, it's like 5784. So there you go, a little hint. But okay, so now let's add Jimmy Carter month. Do you know what I mean? Like Jimmy Carter Memorial Month or something like that. And we don't have to come back to work until, what, February? And then President's Day.
Like, love it. I'll see you later.
See you later. I'm out. No, so anyway, I just was kind of irritated, might I say, and I don't know if that's a permissible feeling to have during a funeral of a past president or anyone else. I don't know. Have you ever been to a funeral where or watched a funeral or you know, like zoomed a funeral? I don't know how people you know, did it during the pandemic, because thank God nobody died in my you know, neck of the woods during the pandemic, but. You ever be part of a funeral where you're irritated by it, where something just seems wrong about it? Well, this one was that. Even though it's majestic, it's going on for about, oh, I'm going to say 3 months, 4 months. It'll just keep going. It's been like 6 days or some crazy amount of time. It's what he wanted. You know, they write this down. They write this down. The presidents do, the kind of funeral they want, where they want it to begin, where they want to go, where they want it to end, where they want the public to, you know, be able to come and pay their respects, laying in the rotunda. Well, that's traditional. But when I saw all the presidents, okay, and that are still alive, I saw Bill Clinton and Hillary. You know, that was our 2-for-1. So you can say president. Well, no, you can't, because we haven't had a woman president and the women will get mad. So let's not do that. OK, moving on. We had W and his lovely wife. OK, you know, and then we had, well, she was a librarian. What you know, like she was, what was her issue? Reading is fundamental or something. And then you had Barack Obama, Michelle, AWOL, baby. Good for you, Michelle. And I got to imagine that Michelle was AWOL because she said she had scheduling conflicts officially. But unofficially, I have to think she was not sitting next to Donald. And that's kind of where she would be. That's where she would have had to sit. The front row was Joe and Jill, Kamala, vice president. Doug, Limu, Emu, Doug, and Doug. And, you know, I just don't think she won. Anyway, I saw Obama and Trump giggling like schoolgirls. No!